Trump signs Lake and Riley Act into law. Washington, President Donald J. Trump on January 29 signed into law the Lake and Riley Act, the first piece of legislation to receive his assent during his second term. The act is named after the late Lake and Hope Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student at Augusta University in Athens, Georgia. Riley was murdered on February 22, 2024, by Jose Antonio Ibarra, a Venezuelan national who entered the United States illegally in 2022. Riley's mother, Allison Phillips, thanked Trump and the lawmakers who sponsored the bill in emotional remarks at the White House signing ceremony. "Most importantly, I want to thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without his sacrifices, Lakin's story would have ended on that horrific day that she was taken from us. But because of him, we can continue living knowing that we will see Lakin again," Phillips said through tears. "The signing of the law," Trump said, "brings us one step closer to eradicating the scourge of migrant crime in our communities once and for all." Ibarra was convicted on 4 counts of murder on November 20, 2024, in the Athens-Clark County Superior Court. Ibarra was awaiting immigration proceedings at the time of his attack on Riley. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokesperson previously told the Epoch Times that Ibarra came in contact with the agency in September 2022 after crossing the border near El Paso, Texas. After his arrest, he was released for further immigration proceedings. Almost a year later, in August 2023, Ibarra was arrested again, in New York City, and charged with acting in a manner to injure a child less than 17 and a license violation. He was released before immigration officials could file a detention order or initiate deportation. The act requires the Department of Homeland Security to detain any foreign national who is charged with the crimes of burglary, theft, larceny, shoplifting, or assault of a law enforcement officer offense, or any crime that results in death or serious bodily injury to another person, even if that person has been granted bail from state detention by a court. During the Biden administration, then Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a memorandum directing DHS to use its prosecutorial discretion and detain only those foreign nationals who threatened national security, public safety, or border security. Trump campaigned in the 2024 presidential election on the promise of launching the largest deportation operation in American history to remove all illegal immigrants from the United States. To compel enforcement of the Lake and Riley Act, the statute empowers state attorneys general to sue the federal government if foreign nationals are not detained and cause harm to their states or the state's residents. Trump had invoked Riley during several campaign rallies in the run-up to the 2024 election and was widely expected to sign the legislation into law. During his 2024 address to Congress on the State of the Union, then-President Joe Biden mentioned Riley's name during the address after being heckled by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, like other Republicans, wore a tie that read, "Say her name," in reference to Riley. The Republican-led House of Representatives passed a version of the act sponsored by Representative Mike Collins on March 7, 2024, though it received no action in the Democratic-led Senate that year. The act, as signed into law by Trump, was sponsored by Senator Katie Britt and passed after receiving the support of 12 Democratic senators, many who represent states that Trump won in 2024, to invoke cloture and overcome the filibuster. Senator John Fetterman co-sponsored the bill in the Senate. Lake and Riley's story is a tragic reminder of what's at stake when our systems fail to protect people. No family should have to endure the pain of losing a loved one to preventable violence, Fetterman said in a January 7 statement. "Immigration is what makes our country great. I support giving authorities the tools to prevent tragedies like this one while we work on comprehensive solutions to our broken system." The legislation has been widely opposed by immigration activist groups and Democrats in Congress. Representative Pete Aguilar, chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, told the Epoch Times that the law will enable the detention of nonviolent foreign nationals and beneficiaries of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. "My belief is that individuals could get swept up and deported as a result of this bill," Aguilar said. Savannah Hulsey Pointer contributed to this report.